Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
Melissa!
Austin!
Remember a few weeks back when we spoke with Miss Amy Rose, who was the matchmaker, and she answered all of our dumb questions about her industry?
Yeah, from the company 3-Day Rule.
Yes, well, we have got her back on the air right now to find out who is the most compatible for you.
For me.
But just among the people on this show. So either Kyle or myself.
Wow. Who's more compatible with me as friends?
Yes.
You or Kyle?
Yes.
All right.
We've got Amy on the phone with us right now. Amy, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for inviting me back, Melissa and Austin. It's great to be here, and I'm happy to help Melissa figure out who's her best coworker.
Okay.
Ooh, I love this.
So, Amy, you kind of take charge here. When a client comes to you saying they're in search of love, or in Mel's case right now, compatibility, what is the first step you take? Do you first have to interview Melissa?
Yes, absolutely. So typically I would interview Melissa and ask her a bunch of questions, get to know her nuances and preferences. We call them must-haves, deal breakers, and nice to have. So I probably would spend a little bit of time with Melissa first, unpacking with her the things that she's looking for in her coworker.
Okay. Then all once right. You have all that information from me, what would be your next steps?
Then I would check in and see who I have as a potential coworker. In this case, I would have Austin and then Kyle, you said, correct?
Yes.
And I would then want to interview each of them separately and ask them a bunch of questions to assess their compatibility and alignments with you, Melissa.
Okay, I like this.
Okay, awesome. Amy, listen, we're going to call you around this time tomorrow, have you sit down with Melissa one-on-one to find out who is more compatible with her, myself or Kyle.
I mean, clearly for show purposes.
Well, yes, thank you, Mel, for adding that.
All this week, we are trying to find out who is the most compatible with me in the workplace. Is it Austin or Kyle? So we're going to talk to Amy Rose from 3-Day Rule, the amazing dating service, to find out who is going to be most compatible. So let's get started. Amy?
Sounds great, Melissa. Thanks again. I'm so happy to have you here, and I'm excited to learn a little bit more about what makes you tick and who you ultimately would work best with given the situation.
So here's some of the things that are important to me, Amy. Somebody who's got a positive attitude. I also like somebody who is approachable. It's really important that there's mutual respect. I think another good one is kindness. I would love for the person to think I'm funny. I would also like the person to think I'm creative.
Perfect. And then talk to me a little bit about your work style. Do you like to dive right in, or do you tend to plan things out?
I love the idea of compatibility when we're in a situation where we're good at bouncing ideas back and forth with each other. And it's also important to me that somebody isn't quick to shut down an idea, because one idea may spiral into something different, even if the first initial idea isn't workable. So I want people to be open-minded.
Excellent. And then what's one thing your coworker should know about how you work best?
Probably the most important thing to me is having a good work relationship, because I thrive in my work environment when I get along with somebody and when I can find common ground with somebody, whether it be over something funny or something, a serious topic. But I need somebody to get my sense of humor. I would like somebody to see the comedy and the uniqueness in my quirkiness, because I think my quirkiness is what can make me shine at work.
Love that. When you're on a project together as a team, do you prefer to take charge?
I like it when we can all jump in and sometimes pick up each other's slack when something might be going on in our life or things are really busy. You know, I like it that everybody can come together and collaborate at the same time and come with their different ideas. I think it's great when we have more of an equal balance of ideas and execution.
Perfect. Talk to me about pet peeves, deal breakers, things that have set you up for failure.
Ooh, I don't like when people don't listen. Too many people want to talk and not listen. And I think there's a place and a time for that. And I think there's a perfect balance of talking and listening.
Excellent. Any other things you think I should know as I'm getting ready to screen and learn more about your potential coworkers as I make a match for you?
No, I want somebody who's fun to be around, somebody who gets me, and somebody who sees my uniqueness and knows how to play with that.
Perfect. Excellent. Super helpful. I will circle back with you on this potential perfect co-working match.
Thanks, Amy. Now, tomorrow, Austin will be in the hot seat first to find out who's most compatible with me in the workplace. After that, it'll be Kyle.
All this week, we've been trying to figure out who's more compatible with Melissa, myself, or Kyle, even though we all know it's me. And joining us now is our matchmaker, Miss Amy Rose from 3-Day Rule. Now, Amy, you're going to ask me some questions today?
Yes, I am looking for a perfect match in a coworker for Melissa. And so I'm looking to interview you as a potential who works best with Melissa match. So when I think about finding a perfect match for a client, I know a lot of the things that she is looking for in a partner. So a few of the questions that I have for you would be, in meetings, are you more likely to share ideas right away, wait, and process first?
Probably share ideas right away, mainly because if I wait, I'll forget about them.
Excellent. And when you share ideas, do you find that your approach is more collaborative, or do you have a tendency to get very focused on your ideas and spend a lot of time talking about them?
This is a good question. I feel like I am collaborative in the sense of making the idea better. However, I will come with an idea and I've got it pre-planned in my mind. So is there a way I could say like half and half?
Yes, of course. Do you find that you do like to be the person in charge, the person who organizes, or the one who does more of the creative ideas?
Definitely the third option, the more the creative ideas. Like, I'm not the biggest planner in the world, but when it comes to ideas to help better them or to come up with some creative aspects of the plan, I'm all for that.
Perfect. And then if you could create your ideal coworker in 3 words, what would they be?
Can work ethic be 1 word?
Yes, of course.
Okay. A work ethic, fun, and collaborative.
Perfect. And then when you think about how communicating is very important in this position, how do you feel about emails, texting, phone calls? What's your preferred form of communication?
Probably texting would be the best form of communication for me. Am I the best texter back, at least in a group text setting? Maybe not. But if it's a one-on-one text, then I try and be pretty consistent with it.
Excellent. And is there anything else that you think that makes you a strong match for this coworker.
I usually like, you know, coworkers whose names are alliterative, usually start with the letter M. You know, maybe have been in radio for a long time. So that's what I'm really looking for in a coworker. Like I said, like, fun is very important to me. I never take myself too seriously, and I ask that no one takes me too seriously because I feel like there's way too much of that in the world. That's essentially, like, I guess what I'm kind of looking for with someone else, and that's probably the biggest thing about me. But I appreciate you doing this, Amy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what the results yield.
Thank you so much, Amy. And a reminder, tomorrow, Kyle will be put on the hot seat. And then on Friday, we will reveal the results of who is more compatible in the workplace, we should point out, myself or Kyle, for our sweet Melissa.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Melissa and Austin on US 99, and finally the producer is going to be put in the hot seat. All week long, Austin and I have been going head-to-head to figure out who is more compatible with Melissa, in the workplace, that is. And right now we welcome back our matchmaker, Amy Rose from 3-Day Rule. Amy, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. I have the privilege and honor to interview you as a potential match for your coworker, Melissa. When you communicate with your coworkers, what type of communication style do you prefer? Some people like emails, text messages, face-to-face. Talk to me a little bit about that.
I definitely prefer face-to-face so we can get all messages across a little bit clearer and hash out ideas. Backup is usually on text, obviously, with our jobs. It's a little bit tougher to always be together, so the text can kind of work. But overall, I would say face-to-face.
Perfect. How do you work in this environment typically? Do you find that you brainstorm, come up with ideas, and then show up? Or with your own thought process, do you find that you like to come to meetings with ideas already established?
I would say a little bit of both. I prefer to have a couple of ideas laid out so we can get the ball rolling, or at least having a vague idea of what something I would want to do for the show is, and then see where it goes from there. I would say rarely do I have an idea fully fleshed out. I like to collaborate with ideas and kind of see how others think it can get better.
Perfect. And then if you could create your ideal coworker in three words or three sayings, what would they be?
Hardworking, I'm going to include one. Collaborative. And I would say patient.
Perfect. Do you like to have fun at work? Talk to me a little bit about the fun aspect.
Oh, I prefer to have fun at work. We have a very fun job, and I love to remind people of that. Obviously, there are times where we have to be serious and kind of focus a little bit more, but that just comes to finishing a task. In the end, we should be having more fun than being stressed with it.
I love that.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you think I should know, or things we maybe didn't hit upon that would make you an excellent coworker for Melissa in this match?
I'm not trying to butter you up, Amy. I just think, you know, I love Melissa. She's fantastic. I know Austin probably said some like mean things about her. I never would. She's fantastic. And it's a privilege working with her every day.
Oh, well, thank you so much for your time. I'm really excited to review all of these things. If I have additional questions, I'll reach out. But otherwise, I'm looking forward to working on these alignments on this perfect match for Melissa as a coworker. And I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Amy. And tomorrow's the big day. Who is Melissa more compatible with? We will find out this time tomorrow.
All right, here we go. It all comes down to this. We have got Amy Rose, our resident matchmaker, joining us. Now, over the week, she has spent a day interviewing Melissa. She spent a day interviewing me and spent a day interviewing Kyle to determine who is the more compatible coworker for Melissa.
And I'll be honest, before we did this, I couldn't pick.
Amy, before we reveal your results, what did you learn through this process?
Well, just like everything in matchmaking, there's a lot of nuances that go into each and every single one of us. And then when you put in the piece that you're trying to find a great coworker who you're going to spend a lot of time with, you have to really unpack and figure out a lot of their work ethic, their personality, how they show up each day. If they are struggling, what could be those pieces where there'd be friction between coworkers? Mm-hmm. I think it's great that there is a reason that there is probably three of you on the morning show as opposed to just two.
Amy, who is the most compatible for Melissa?
Okay, this is very hard to say, but it's true. I believe that Kyle is the better coworker for Melissa. So it's balance. So Austin and Melissa have a lot of commonalities, and it's obvious why they work so well. They have that perfect combination of knowing each other so well. But then when Melissa sometimes needs things that can't be similar to her, she needs a grounding opposite force of Kyle. I find that most people and most situations that are highly successful is when we're all in balance. And you need to make sure that you have someone who has some opposing forces and qualities that can help balance when stuff gets really hard. It's that whole notion of people think you should be 50-50, but at the end of the day, so Melissa may come to work only at operating at 20%.
Yeah, like most days.
In order for your show.
I hope I come to work a little more than 20%.
Yeah, like 25.
If you could pick one thing from all the questions, what's the one question and answer you got that might have been a deciding factor?
So what I did like was that Kyle was intentional and prepared, it seemed. And I know that when you want to be successful, you definitely need someone who's has that mindset. I would say that it was more of the nuance of understanding that when you need a collaborative environment, he seemed to answer all of the questions based on collaborative, and his communication style was spot on for what you needed.
Wow. Oh, wow.
I'd love to see Melissa.
I guess that means I get to spend less time with Melissa, so good luck with that, Kyle.
Wait. That's not what we agreed on.
No, what I was thinking is that you and I need to work together more so we can get on the same page.
Melissa and I are already on the same page. You're going to have to put in some overtime.
I am not working any more than 6 to 10 every weekday morning. Amy at 3dayrule.com. Thank you so much. We really do appreciate you.
Oh, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thanks, Amy.
Thanks, Amy.
Kyle, you want to go get lunch?
Yeah. Austin's going to serve, right?
No.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.